Action item number two, report and possible discussion on investment officer's report for second quarter of fiscal year 2010. John Hoggs.
Another information-only item. This is required under the Public Funds Investment Act, as you all may remember. This is the report, of course, on the investment performance of our total portfolio. We both have restricted funds and unrestricted funds in this in our portfolio. In just a second, I think we'll bring up the summary. Again, there's a fairly detailed report in your materials. I'll just hit a couple of summary items about it. See, basically over the last couple of years, you can see the trend of how the book value of our total portfolio has gone up and down, which is, you know, typical of what we expect as funds are both received and expended over time. You can see our ending balance as of February 20, 2010 is about a little over $98 million. The significant aspect of this is the other column to the right, which I've talked about before, the average yield to maturity. And as I know everybody would be familiar with, our yield to maturity has continued to decline over at least the last 2 years, really over the last 3 or 4 years, as interest rates have gone down to, of course, where they are at historic lows at this particular point. I don't necessarily expect it to decline much more. It may go down a little bit in the next quarter or two, but not a whole lot more, because obviously interest rates are about as low as they can be, and it's when we reinvest funds, we, of course, have to reinvest at lower rates, so that's why the decline. If you go to the next slide, there's a couple of more slides that I think graphically. This is the book value. This is the total value of the numbers. You can sort of see the trend. And in fact, I go back 4 years here. So this is basically over about a four-year period of time, where you can see how our portfolio values have gone up, and they peak at a certain a couple of the peaks were where we bill out early in our fiscal year. We bill our water revenues, get a lot of our water revenues at those points early in the fiscal year. This extremely high rise right here was basically the proceeds we received from the Water Development Board on a bond issuance that they purchased and that hold for us. And we had $22 million of proceeds for the Lake Granger intake project that we still have those proceeds. That project will be going forward, but we haven't spent those proceeds, expended them yet. So we still have those proceeds. So that's what is the spike there. Those, of course, would be restricted funds under there, of course, will be used for that project. Next slide. And this is showing the average yield to maturity. You can certainly see graphically what has happened, as we all know, what interest rates from back in 2007 when they were at their peak, and how they just steadily declined. And as we've had to reinvest, of course, our investments and securities. And, of course, we're pretty restricted on the Public Funds Investment Act to invest, and properly so, to invest in very secure things, treasuries, agencies, collateralized certificates of deposit, FDIC insured certificates of deposit, and the like, where the principal is really guaranteed or not at risk. But you can see how the yields have gone down. So I'd be happy to answer any questions about that anybody might have.
Any questions?